Eighth parak of Kalim, tenth Mishnah, Maget, Tomei Mace, Shehoyo Oichlim, Umashkin, Toch Piv. Somebody touched a Tomei Mace. And this person, who is a Rishon Latuma, has food in his mouth, or drinks in his mouth. Hichnis Roishul Habir Tano. And he put his head into the Tano, Tohor. If the Tano was Tohor, a Tano which is Tohor, Tim Uhu. He's Matama the Tama. Why? Even though he's not going to be Kabbal Matama the Tana because he's only reaching the Tuma. But we're talking about a case of Mashkim in his mouth, liquids in his mouth, and the Midik Zera, a certain Mashkim are Avatuma, Mashkim that come out of a Zova. And so all Mashkim, they gave the power to Matama Kli. And since these Mashkim went into the ear space of this Kli, the cavity of the Kli, then they metamed it, even though it was in his mouth. But what about the other way around? The person was Torah and he had food or drinks in his mouth. And he put his mouth in to this Tana. So since Tana is Tomei, Timu Nitmu, it's going to be metamed, the food in his mouth. And his mouth does not prevent the tumor from coming in. So he was eating a dvela, this fig, and his hands were misuavis. His hands were shaining the tumor, which they cannot be matama oichel. They can be matama a liquid. Then hichnis yod l'teichpiv. He put his hand into his mouth, little basitzra, to take something out, pebble out of his mouth, and the process he's touching his saliva. So remei matama, remei matama, because when the shnius, his hands were a second level of tumor, touched the saliva, it makes the saliva into a rishon l'tumah, and then that moisture touches the fig, and it's matama the fig. Rabbi Yehuda matayer, he says even so, because he holds that saliva which is still in the person's mouth is not considered a mashka, and it's not matama. Rabbi Yosi Amar, im hafach tumah, if he flipped the thing over in his mouth, so then he detached the saliva from its natural position, it's considered liquid, im loy hafach tumah. If you just left the saliva as is, it's considered part of the mouth. It's not a kabbal tuma. But you put it in the teich piv. If he had a coin in his mouth, Rabbi Yisi Aymei, im letzmoy tuma. If he put this coin in his mouth because he was thirsty and it causes some more saliva to be generated, that's also considered new saliva, which is not part of the body, which is a kabbal tuma.